We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. And now it's time for our Brain Trust segment. And with us today is George McCown, who's the founding member of McCown DeLeu. It's a private equity investment firm. He's also the chairman of the World Business Academy and Outward Bound USA. And George, what are you seeing out there? What's on your mind today?
Well, other than the economy, which I think is on everybody's minds, I'm continued to be dismayed at the seeming inability of various levels of our government to really function very well and to respond to the kinds of challenges that we're seeing, particularly in our both economic and social circumstances today.
So why don't you be a little specific here in terms of who's not responsive at what levels of government, and also what issues?
It goes all the way from the stuff that we do and don't do in our foreign policy to the things that don't get done at the local and community levels by government, in part because government seems to always be out of money for the things that are important. But the thing that is so astounding today is the proliferation of social entrepreneurship, of NGOs, of private foundations, of people that are stepping up to the plate with funding from their own pocketbooks to support all kinds of things that need to be done in our society. It's just, it's amazing and it's gratifying. I was talking to a fellow at Stanford the other day who runs the development office, the fundraising office, and he said they can't keep their better fundraisers on staff because they're being poached by all these new foundations that are springing up, that are out there trying to do things. I know in the group of folks that I see once a month in the World President's Organization, I think virtually everybody in my forum there has, over the last several years, set up some form of family foundation. And they have very specific things they're interested in doing, from accelerating the speed with which clinical trials actually, or discoveries in medicine get into clinical trial and therefore into the marketplace, to in the case of foreign policy, the extraordinary work that we're doing with Greg Mortensen, the fellow who wrote the book Three Cups of Tea, who's building the schools along the border regions of Pakistan and Afghanistan that my wife and I have been involved with for the last 15 years. They're doing things that the government does not seem to be able to do effectively, or if they do, it's at extremely high cost. And I'm just become a great fan of, if you will, grassroots citizens' activity. So that's very much what's on my mind. It's dismay over the inability of the government to do a lot of the things that it really needs to do in our society, and the rapidity with which people are stepping up on their own with their own money and raising money from others to get things done. It's terrific.
Well, that's great to hear, and it sounds like all of the social ills are somehow being addressed in one form or another.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
what would you say?
Well, we have a tremendous number of social ills. I mean, it's sort of a transcendental problem. It goes back to Willis Harmon's seminal book, Global Mind Change. We are in fact in a period where, very much like the scientific revolution 300-400 years ago, where the world is in the process of changing its mind about what's true and what's acceptable. And many institutions that have had support historically are finding they don't have the support like they used to have. People are withdrawing support from many of the venerable institutions that have been a big part of our society and creating new ones, whether they be grassroots or whatever. And people are becoming less reliant on government to do what individuals seem to find they can do better for themselves, not usually in isolation, but with other groups of people. So it's all about, we're changing our mind about the source of authority and the source of authenticity in our society, not only in the United States, but around the world.
And that actually sounds like evolution to me.
Well, hopefully it is evolution. Hopefully it is. I know Willis's view was that consciousness is causal, that consciousness exists, and what we are doing is discovering it as opposed to creating it. And
yes.
I happen to subscribe to that view, and I think we are, as we evolve and experiment and fail in many of the things we try to do otherwise, we find new ways to do things which lead us into a new kind of an enlightenment, if you will, about what's possible and what needs to be done. And it's very much staying connected. It goes back to the perennial wisdom. And the perennial wisdom is that all of us have within us a spark of divinity, that spark of divinity is from the same source. Therefore, we are all connected to each other, and that our task in life is to rediscover that fact and reunite with the source. And that piece of perennial wisdom, which, of course, goes through all of the world's great religions and philosophical traditions, is the bedrock for, I believe, what is beginning to happen in the world today.
George, it's so great to hear that from a Republican.
That's true. Republicans, they're people too.
George, God bless you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Stu.
You know, I just love George McCown. I really do. He's got such a measured wisdom about him. Clearly, we were talking about living deeply with Marilyn. He's thinking deeply with George, because he really does drill down, you know, and go beyond the surface to go even deeper into, you know, what really is meaningful and what really is going on. And I think we do all know how often there is this major pull going on, this tug going on, even a conflict, call it that, between what's in it for me and what's in it for us. You know, and maybe that's the ultimate thing why so many of us get so confused about this whole notion of patriotism, for example. Because patriotism is supposed to be what's in it for us, is it not? But so often, it's really about what's in it for me, in terms of the power grab, or being in control, or, dare I say, providing a conduit for cronies to make money. Or whatever you want to call it. But we all know that there is that push and pull that just doesn't feel good. And it's hard to really know anymore. And the same thing holds true in business. You know, a business is really providing us a service that we really want, or they're just shoving stuff down our throat, you know, to keep their doors open. And to, you know, pad the executives with additional options, warrants, stock, and bonuses that far exceed the rest of the workers. It's hard to even know anymore. So that brings us back to Marilyn. Why not live deeply? And she had an incredible, detailed, and very pragmatic approach to transformation for everyday life, the art and science thereof, where she talks about intention and attention, and whatever you focus on expands. Repetition, because let's face it, you know, we got a lot of bad habits out there, or whether they're bad or good, we have a lot of habits out there. And frankly, a lot of them are stories that play in our mind. You could call them limiting beliefs, you know, that's the way it is story, the you can't fight City Hall story, it's too good to be true story, money doesn't grow on trees story, I'm not lovable story, or I'm not smart enough story. There's a lot of stories out there. And it takes repetition and discipline to place your intention and attention in a new direction. And finally, guidance, which can come from the outside with a coach or potentially a psychologist even, or somebody in, you know, in the metaphysical community, or even somebody at your church or your temple or whatever. And it can also come from within. Because ultimately, are we not all made of the same stuff? And whatever is that created everything, if you want to call it that, created you too. not just the band. You, comma, too. And so to that extent, you have as much access to inner guidance as the Dalai Lama does. You have as much inner guidance as, you name it, Joel Osteen, anybody who you would consider to be, you know, really, or even Deepak Chopra. You have exactly as much access to inner guidance as they do. But you can certainly figure out one thing here, right? All those other guys, and there are women also, including Marilyn Schlitz and Marianne Williamson and a host of others, so it's not just a men's game. You got to figure they spent a lot of time on intention, attention, and what they focus on expands. So they, all of them, have had the intention of being closer to all that is, to being of service to humanity, to living a joyful life. They've all had that same intention. They have all placed significant attention in that area, and what they focus on does expand. And you know they are very disciplined in repetition, whether you call it prayer, or you call it meditation, or visualization. It goes by a lot of names, but you know they spend a lot of time doing that. It seems to work for them. So maybe it could work for you too. And that is one of the things that we come full circle and even mix into this mix here, the bowl of stew, where it talks about, we talked about going beyond the fear as it relates to money. And it really cuts to our core, because on so many levels, the golden calf is still alive. And really well. I mean, it does seem, if you take a step back, doesn't it look like there's nothing wrong with money? I'm not trying to say that there is. But doesn't it look like money is put on a pedestal? Or all the things that we would love to have in our lives that we've been told is our measure of success requires all this money in order to acquire as something outside of us to prove our worth so that we can be successful. And if there's one thing that America stands for, it's success, right? And it's financial success. Isn't that really what it's about? I mean, you know, we can take a step back and we do know that even though we have a political process, I mean, isn't it true that at least with the more recent leaders, I was going to say regimes, but let's call them leaders, you know, whether it's the Bushes or the Clintons or even prior to that, I think it's safe to say that we all know that big business largely contributes to both of them, and lobbyists and special interest groups, and a lot of the political decisions are typically based on financial reasons. And one would certainly think that if Iraq was in the middle of the desert somewhere, in fact, maybe it is, they just happen to have oil, but if they didn't have the oil, one would think that maybe we would not have cared as much. Maybe we wouldn't have cared as much. And maybe if Darfur were located in the Middle East instead, with all this oil right there and a pipeline and all of that, perhaps we would have cared a lot more. And we would have pounded our chest a lot more about being self-righteous against all the human abuse there. Just maybe, right? Just so we know on a deep, profound level that our government and a lot of the political decisions, as well as our whole notion of the media, and the messaging that they offer us, we know that we're being continually bombarded and pelted consciously and subconsciously with the message that success is denominated in dollars alone, or certainly primarily. And that the media, what they do is, you know, they're excellent at broadcasting fear. Are they not? And when they're not broadcasting fear, for the most part, they're broadcasting some form of eye candy, mind-numbing, superficial, drown out the rest of your mind from what can really be important in life and distill it down to some sort of game of Survivor or some sort of sitcom. Well, in taking a look from the perspective of the one month to live, as well as possibly one life to live, we can go there too, but 1 month to live, I'm inviting you to consider to live deeply. To get a practice that works for you, that opens your heart and opens your mind to new possibilities, because transformation is occurring right now as we speak. And frankly, all this economic opportunity that we've had in the 90s with the dot-com, and even more recently with the real estate boom, you know, knock, knock, you know, it's gone out the door, at least for the foreseeable future. And so now, more than ever, focus, please, on your inside wealth. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
So we turn the clock, those few old honey, I'll sell the stock, we'll spend all the money, we're starting up a brand new day.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.
Starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock to zero, pass the rivers wide, we'll swim across the stars.